Before we begin this morning, I do have a brief announcement.
在我们开始之前，我有一个简单的报告事项。
I'd like to meet with the parents of the teens and the teens concerning camp briefly after Sunday school in room 107.
我希望能够与那些 teenager的父母亲在主日学以后能够谈一谈。
We won't be more than 10 or 20 minutes.
不会超过10分钟。
I'd also like to welcome back our brother Shaolin.
我也想欢迎这个小林回来。
Who appears to have recovered well from his surgery.
看来他恢复得很好。
Let's open this morning in a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Father, as we gather before you this morning,
天父, 当我们聚集在你面前的时候,
as we gather as a body around your word,
我们聚集在这里, 在你的话语面前, 作为一个身体,
we pray that ultimately speaking, Father, your Holy Spirit would be our teacher.
我们祷告,
that you would give us understanding of the word. Understanding of the truth,
明白真道,
and thus lead our church in a manner that is pleasing to you.
然后带领我们的教会, 按照你所喜悦的方式,
we pray in your Son's precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告,
Amen. Throughout the 2,000 year history of the church,
在教会2000年的历史中,
there has been frequently times of trouble from a theological perspective.
我们常常有从神学方面来的麻烦。
Men would come in the church
人来到教会,
who were either misinterpreting the Bible,
或者是误解圣经,
or who were taking the Bible and mixing it with some form of philosophy.
或者是他把圣经
And thus the resulting heresy was something other than biblical Christianity. But also,
同样的,
throughout history,
在历史上,
God has raised up men. Men who were willing to stand for what the Bible spoke. And who would articulate clearly the truths of Christian orthodoxy. For instance,
例如,
within the days of the early church,
在早期的教会里,
you had a man who was raising up saying Jesus Christ was the first created creature.
有一单说耶稣基督是神所造的第一位受造物。
And so he's not really God.
他并不是真神。
This man's name was Arius.
这个人的名字叫亚流。
But the Lord rose up a man against Arius.
但是神兴起了他自己的仆人来反对亚流。
Who through careful teaching of the scriptures,
他接着非常仔细的圣经的教导,
successfully defended the absolute deity of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他成功的复位了这个重要的真理，就耶稣基督是真神。
The man's name was Athanasius.
他的名字叫安纳塔修。
In the 5th century,
在第五世纪的时候,
there was a monk from Britain
在伯雷颠的时候, 英国有一个和尚,
who began preaching that man is intrinsically good.
他开始教导说人从本质上是好的。
And if man would only live his life good enough, he can be pleasing to God and make his way to heaven.
如果人他能够按照他自己生活得很好，他能够讨神的喜悦。
And the Lord rose up a man against him. The heretic's name was a man by the name of Pelagius. And the man who defended the absolute necessity of the grace of God and salvation was a man by the name of Augustine. In the 15th century, in the year 1517, a Catholic priest was going around
1517年, 对不起, 天主教的一个神父,
and he was trying to sell people coins to get their relatives out of hell.
他石头买纸币给人,
his name was Johann Tetzel.
Johann Tetzel.
And the Lord raised up a man against him. A man who, by careful reading of the scriptures, came to the conclusion when he read in the book of Romans that the just shall live by faith. And thus Martin Luther started a reformation that would return the church back to where it needed to be. In the late 18th century and early 19th century, there arose a movement in American theology that because of the influx of a belief in evolution, and because of an influx of rationalistic thinking, no one believed that there was really anything supernatural about the Bible. How many of you in this room has ever seen water miraculously part? And so then the people would ask these questions. They would say, see, if water cannot part, then the Bible must not be true. And some of them even went as far as to say, we have evolved past the point of even needing Jesus Christ. And the Lord rose up a movement of men against them. A movement of men who preached the Bible. A movement of men who were willing to condemn error. A movement of men who would eventually come to know themselves as fundamentalists. And all throughout the history of the Christian Church, the very doctrines that we hold dear, most of them were articulated because of a response to false teaching. And so in the first half of this passage that we read this morning, there appeared to be rising up within the church in Ephesus a very early heresy, very early on within Christianity. If Christ died approximately 30 to 33 AD, and if this book was written around 60 AD, we're only talking about a 30-year period of time in which Christianity actually existed. And there have already been people creeping into the church who are teaching things that are not biblical. And what we read from the rest of the Pauline epistles, this appeared to be something that was centered around and growing around the cities of Ephesians and Colossians. And the nature of the apostasy appeared to be a mixture of some form of extreme radical Judaism. And on the other hand, a form of Greek Gnostic dualism, which says that all matter is evil and all spirit is good. And so Paul begins in chapter 4, verse 1.
所以保罗在第十章第一节,
by stating that the Spirit expressly says that in the latter days some will depart from the faith.
神明明说,
he says that some will depart from the faith. This is an apostasy.
他说,
these are people who are within the church, who are sitting next to other people within the church, who are beginning to teach and to believe false doctrine. And this here is not Paul's opinion speaking. He states that what he has to say here comes directly from revelation from the Holy Spirit. And he says that it's going to happen in the latter days. Now this is an important expression in the whole gamut of New Testament theology. If you read through the Old Testament, and you're looking at how the Old Testament believers viewed the end of times, they viewed it with a number of different elements. They viewed various aspects of the Messiah. They viewed various aspects of the kingdom. They viewed various aspects of the new covenant. They saw various aspects of a restored Israel. And all of these things to the Old Testament believer was the end times. And so when Christ came, he began the period of the end times, even though not all those events have happened yet. So that by the time we get to the New Testament writers, they saw themselves as writing and participating within the end times. So although Paul says this is something that's happening in the end times, he's viewing it as something that's happening within his own day. And there are really four aspects of this apostasy that are mentioned here. First of all, they believe in seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Now, we know from various Old Testament texts what it's like to have a deceiving spirit. Genesis 3 lists the serpent as a spirit who's deceiving Eve.
创世纪的第三章, 这个蛇引诱夏娃。
1 Kings 22 lists deceiving spirits in the mouths of the prophets of Ahab.
在列王记上22章, 这个邪灵,引诱人的邪灵在那些先知口中。
And so, just like as in the times of the Old Testament,
就像在旧约时代的时候,
if someone is prophesying in the Old Testament falsely, he is prophesying by an evil spirit. That if someone is speaking unbiblically within the times of the New Testament, he is speaking by a false spirit. These are also people who focused on the teachings of demons. And we've already mentioned that the Greek idea was some kind of matter is evil and spirit is good. And since we know from the pages of the Old Testament that angels are spiritual beings, therefore all spiritual beings must be good. And so these people would listen to anything that they could hear about spiritual beings, whether it be good or whether it be bad, and they'd accept it as a good thing. Number two, they are called hypocritical liars. Now this word hypocrite is an interesting metaphor. In ancient Greek, it refers back to the theater. And if you remember your days of literature, back when you may have read a little bit of the Greek theater, they would have most of the parts be played by one or two men. And a man who would play multiple parts,
一个人他有不同的角色,
In order for you to know who that man was and to recognize the various people, in his hands he would carry some masks. And so when he put one mask over his face and spoke, he would be playing one character. And when he put the other mask over his face and he spoke, he'd be playing the second character. And so the technical theatrical term that was used to describe this man was hypocrite.
那么这个占用的术语就叫做什么呢? 假冒, 假冒为上, 我们今天翻译的。
So it makes sense based on what we know to be the modern term to be.
那这个是我想我们可以了解的。
A hypocrite is one who speaks in two different ways.
就是一个假冒伪善的人，他是说两个不同的方式。
Or he speaks one thing and he does something completely different.
或者是他说一套走一套。
These are people who are also described as hypocritical liars.
他们也被称为不光是称为假冒伪善，他们也称为是说谎的人。
And so, to one group of people, they may try to act like good Christians.
第一群人，他可能表现自己像个很好的基督徒。
And yet, to another group, they try to erode away the foundations of the church.
那么，对外另外一群人，他就在破坏教会的根基。
Number three.
第三,
their consciences are seared.
他们的良心被惹得罗贯了。
And this is the concept of license.
这就是这个任意妄为。
It is absolutely true that we are not under any form of Mosaic law.
是的，我们是绝，我们在任何层意义上讲，我们都不在律法之下。
And it is absolutely true that the more that we sin, the more grace that God pours out to us.
是的，我们的罪越多，神赦免我们，显得他的恩典就越大。
And it is absolutely true that if you are a believer, every sin you have committed and every sin you ever will commit has been paid for by Jesus Christ.
是的，如果你是一个真正的信徒，你过去犯的罪、现在犯的罪、将来要犯的罪，都在耶稣基督里面蒙了赦免。
If that statement, if those previous statements are true,
如果这些是真实的话,
that means that I can live however I want, doesn't it?
好，这一单就说我可以按照我所喜悦的方式生活。
I'm a Christian, aren't I?
我是基督徒，对不对？
All of my sins are forgiven, aren't I?
我的罪都被赦免了，对不对？
I can do whatever I want with complete and total freedom.
所以我可以任意妄为，我有完全的自由。
Therefore, Christians can drink, they can smoke and do drugs,
可以这个用药,
they can gamble,
可以洗头,可以祷告, 可以赌博,
they can look at pornography. Is this the kind of life that Christians ought to live?
这是基督徒该有的生活吗?
Absolutely not.
当然不是。
Although we have complete liberty in Christ,
的确，我们在基督里有完全的自由。
It does not give us a license to live and to sin however we want to.
但是这个却并没有给我们权利，让我们任意妄为、犯罪、放纵自己。
These are a group of men that have a seared conscience.
这些人，他们讲这样的道理的人，他们的良心是已经被惹得罗贯的。
Their conscience does not bother them.
他们的良心咋也不起任何的作用。
Number four.
第四。
It says in verse 3, they forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods.
他们禁止假期又禁戒事物。
Not only do they live a life of license,
只有那些任意妄为放纵自己的人,
some of them have gone to the exact extreme opposite and are living as legalists.
然后另外一些人就跟他们走完全的另外一个极端, 就成为所谓的立法主义者。
Legalism, by definition,
立法主义按照定义,
is the creation of arbitrary rules by which people are ordered to live to be considered spiritual.
立法主义的意思就是他们任意的人为的定的一些规条, 如果你遵守这些规条, 你就被称为是守灵的。
About 50 years ago in America,
50年前,
the various legalistic groups would say things as follows. Women shall not wear pants. People shall not go to the movies. In more modern terms, people will say it's a sin to listen to rock music. Some people say you must wear a suit to Sunday at church in order to be spiritual. You must read one version of the Bible instead of another. And they create all sorts of lists of rules. That if you follow these rules, your life is pleasing to God. So on the one hand, you have legalism, which says I can do, license, which says I can do whatever I want. On the other hand, you have legalism, which puts you in a very, very, very small box in which you must live. And both of these are considered apostasy. The two extremes are considered by God, by the Holy Spirit, to be wrong. And so the church must navigate a narrow path in between the two extremes. Why is legalism bad? Paul gives several reasons. First of all, everything created by God is good. This is what it says in verse 3. God created food to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Did you know you can go home tonight and eat shrimp and pork fried rice and not be in sin? If you were in the Old Testament, you couldn't do that. But we have been given freedom in Christ to eat anything we want. And so that's directly from the text. But what about in modern terms? You have the freedom to go home and turn on the basketball game on TV. And if some of you enjoy basketball, it's not wrong. This next week, the best sport that God ever created in the world starts.
下个星期这很好的球赛就要开始了。And
the season of baseball begins.
这个棒球也开始了。And
you can go home and you can turn on the baseball game and it's not sin.
你可以回家看棒球赛，你没有犯罪。
Everything created by God is good.
凡神所造的都是好的。And
those who are believers,
那些信徒,
they are to accept and receive the gifts of God with thanksgiving. You can go home and eat food and enjoy it. And you can give glory to God because you took pleasure in the food that God gave you. Thankful acceptance and recognition of God prevents hedonism. Which means, I love and I live for pleasure. It also prevents materialism. Which means, I love things. Or in colloquial English, I shop, therefore I am.
Sorry.
It's an English joke. So we're thankful to God, and it prevents these improper attitudes towards our possessions. He gives us things in life to enjoy so that we can enjoy God more.
神给我们很多很好的,
and number three,
第三,
the various objects in life are declared acceptable or good for use and consumption through the Word of God in prayer.
凡神所造的物都是好的, 如感谢着领受, 没有一样口气的, 都因神的道或人的祈求,
as he says in verse 5, it's made holy by the Word of God in prayer.
第五节说,
so we do have freedom in Christ. But we do not have freedom to live any way that we want. And so the minister's duty, first of all, is to beware of apostasy.
所以传道人的第一个职责就是要知道这个谨防被盗。
Second of all,
第二,
his duty is to minister well.
就好好地传道。
And there are four things in these next few verses that he states.
在下面他也讲了四个层面。
First of all,
第一,
he is to teach specifically the commands concerning the church.
他要教导教会一些特别的教训。
It says in verse 6, if you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of good doctrine that you have followed.
第六节, 你若将这些事提醒弟兄们, 也是基督耶稣的好执事, 在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上等教育。
Pastors, preachers, ministers of the gospel,
牧师, 教师, 传福音的使者,
they really only have two means by which that they can possibly think to lead the church. Number one, they lead by the example of their life.
第一,
and number two, they lead by their teaching and proclamation of the Word of God.
第二,
they do not lead in an arbitrary fashion saying, I think this is what we ought to do, therefore we're going to do it. They lead literally by the book. Because as he says in verse 6, a good servant is trained in the words of the faith and good teaching that you have followed.
因为在第六节里面讲到一个好的执事乃是在真道的法律上面和他所想来说服从的山道上在这两个方面受了教导。We
are currently looking for a pastor.
我们现在在找牧师。
And one of the requirements of the duty of a minister is that his sole textbook that he preaches is the Word of God.
那其中一个要求就是他的讲道必须是从神经而来。
If we bring in a man to candidate, and he begins simply telling fun stories, or he begins preaching from various newspaper articles, or if he begins preaching from the latest psychological studies and sociological reports, if he begins simply trying to make you feel good with his words, and if he does not preach to you the Word of God, he is not a good servant of Jesus Christ. And so the requirement and the duty of a minister is that he is to preach and to teach the Bible. Number two,
第二,
he is to nourish himself. And this is the idea of being trained in the words of faith.
这就是刚才说的,
and this morning I'd like to say, as a church,
今天早上, 作为教会, 我想说,
to feed yourself well on Scripture,
你,
it takes a little bit more than feeding yourself twice a week.
主要只是两次,
it's very easy to go along in life.
很容易随波逐流,
and say, well, I go to church twice a week.
你看, 我到教会两次, 一个星期两次,
I go to church on Friday nights.
星期五晚上,
I go to church on Sundays.
星期天,
and that's all the Bible that I need for the week.
那就是我所需要的。
How many times do you eat a day?
你一天吃几顿?
Two.
两次,
three.
三次,
four.
四次,
some of you like, you know, continual snacking and you eat less during meals.
有人就是不停地吃,
and you feed your body in a manner to keep it nourished and healthy.
你自己吃就是为了让你的身体得着营养，以至于保持健康。
But how often and how well do you feed and you nourish your own soul?
那你怎么样来保养你的灵命呢？
Do you really want this church to thrive?
你真的像这个教会在主里面能够兴旺发达吗？
Do you really want this church to be a God-fearing, God-honoring church?
你真的像这个教会成为一个敬畏神、荣耀神的教会吗？
Then you need to start feeding yourself on the days that you're not coming to church.
那你需要从你自己做起，在没有来教会的那些天，你也需要。
You need to be spending time every day.
你每天需要花时间。
If possible, multiple times a day.
如果可能的话，一天有多次。
You have a few minutes extra at work.
你比方说在工作中间有几分钟的时间。
You realize you can pull out your Bible and read it.
你可以拿出你的圣经来读几行。
You can pull out a note card and be memorizing Bible verses.
你会把你的这个记录本上面的记下来你要背诵的圣经。
You can take 5 or 10 minutes to say a prayer to God.
5到10分钟你都会向神祷告。
You can live in a state where you're constantly praying and talking with God.
你可以进入一种状态，就是你每时每刻都在与神祷告交通。
And thus you can continually train yourself within the words of faith.
这样的话，你就可以不断的训练你自己。
And a godly minister not only teaches the word of God, he also nourishes himself. Number three, it says in verse 7, have nothing to do with irreverent and silly myths.
第七节,
what is a myth?
什么叫做荒谬的言语？
A myth, in essence, is a story that's not true.
就是假的事情。
In contemporary terms,
用现代的话语讲,
we would say that this is equivalent of church gossip.
这就是我们所说的流言蜚语。
Is it possible that gossip can be true?
这个流言蜚语能够是真的吗？
Yes.
Yeah, Colin.
But what it is here is anytime you're hearing any information that's secondhand.
这里面告诉我们，任何时候你从第三者、从间接得来的消息。
For instance, say you hear two people in church talking in the hall.
比方说，你听到有两个人在教会的大厅里面讲话。
And you hear half or three quarters of the conversation.
可能你听了三分之一的这个讲话。
And some of the things that they said were interesting and had to do with some things that are going on within the church.
他们说的可能是有意思，是教会里面发生的一些事情。
And so without getting the facts,
你没有去了解事实。
You begin talking about it with your other friends in the church.
你就开始告诉你其他的朋友。
Or you begin sending around emails asking about this thing that you thought that you heard.
或者是你送你的电子邮件去问别人，好像你听到了什么事情。
And after a while, by the time it gets down, returned back to the people who originally said that,
等到这些事情回到燃来，这些流回到燃的那些人说的时候，
to the people who originally had the conversation,
那些人最开始有实际的就是交谈的时候，
the truth is so twisted and so distorted,
那个真相已经被完全被扭曲了，
that it resembles nothing like the original thing had been said.
跟他们刚才说的已经完全不一样。
This happens all the time.
这个在教会里面不断地发生。
And so a healthy church refuses to hear and to listen to silly myths.
在教会里面需要拒绝听从这样这种愚蠢的东西。
Don't listen to gossip that's passed around.
不要听流言蜚语。
Ignore it.
Just 就完全 不管它。
Fourth,
第四,
not only does he refuse to believe myths, It says in verse 7, train yourself for godliness. This word train is more equivalent to the word exercise. It's from where we get our English word gymnasium. And Paul here is using a metaphor of comparing the Christian life to athletics. We have some people in our church that are athletes. And for instance, Jing knows that if she's going to excel on the soccer field, she has to consistently and constantly practice. She has to practice running in order to be faster than anyone else on the field. She has to make her legs stronger in order to kick further than anyone else on the field. And this is what an athlete consistently does. The athlete that does not work out is probably not going to get much time playing on the field. And Paul says to exercise yourself for godliness. And he says that bodily exercise is of some value. It is a good thing to get regular exercise. I've been seeing a physical therapist recently for my recent back injury. And when I went to the appointment on Friday, she had me doing exercises that worked muscles I didn't even know I had. And as you're working out, you know how you feel the next day after a hard workout? You're sore and you're in pain. But later on, your body is stronger because of it. And Paul says that bodily exercise profits a little bit. But what's even more valuable than bodily exercise is that you must train yourself consistently for godliness. It's in value in every way. And how do you train yourself for godliness? If you look back in verse 6, you're training yourself in the words of faith and in the good doctrine. Do you want to begin to live a godly Christian life? You must first begin by exercising yourself daily in the Word of God. And when God works in your heart and works in your life, and He reveals things in your life through your reading of Scripture that are not pleasing to God, that you are willing to cast those things aside, even though there's something that you love and you value, and you're willing to draw closer to God. Like exercise, it's not fun. Like exercise, it may cause a little bit of pain. But like exercise, you will be a stronger and better Christian because of it. And he begins answering the question why at the end of verse 8. First of all, godliness holds promise for the present life and for the life to come. Godliness determines how you live your present life to please God. Godliness also determines your eternal relationship with God. Because all people who are truly believers, they will persevere in faith and obedience until the end. And if they are not persevering, then I guarantee you, you have found someone who is not a believer. In verse 9, he says the following saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance.
第九节, 他说这话是可信的,
for this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe.
我们劳苦努力只是为此,
so he says, first of all, that we are toiling, we are exercising, we are fighting a battle towards this final goal.
这里面他说,我们在这里劳苦努力,
and that goal, because it's something in the future, he calls it hope in the living God.
这个目标是在永世的将来,所以他说是在永生神里面的盼望。
As the Apostle Peter puts it in 1 Peter chapter 1, salvation is something future to this time.
就像彼得所说的,
we are pressing towards a point in time in our Christian lives where we will be completely freed from sin.
我们现在在努力到一个地步的时候,我们会为贼完全的应该。
And the godly Christian looks towards that day when he will be completely freed from sin.
敬虔的基督徒, 他们有这样一个盼望目标在他们心中，就是有一天他们与贼完全的断绝。
When he's consistently in the presence of God.
所以他在将来在神不但一直在神的面前。
And he looks at that future event and he lives as if it's in the present.
因为他一直有那样的目标在他心中，所以他的生活就好像他生活在那样的状况之中。
And this is the concept of living in hope.
这就是说，就是我们所说的。
You're living in light of a future event. As if that future event has already taken place. As a Christian, you probably will sin. But you don't have to sin. You can live your life in a manner that is pleasing to God. And in fact, following the metaphor of exercise, the more you live your life that's pleasing to God, the easier it becomes and the stronger you get. In verse 10, he finishes by describing this living God. It says that he's the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. And I believe that this is teaching that when Christ died, he paid a real payment of sin for all men. But the payment is only effectively applied to those who believe.
但是这样一个赎价只是为那些真正信主的人才发生功效。
So this morning I'd like to ask you a few questions.
今天早上我想问你们几个问题。
Are you consistently exercising your life towards godliness?
你有没有天天操练自己在形象上面？
Or is your spiritual life getting a little bit flabby?
还是你的手里的生命越来越微弱？
Are you living much like some of these apostates are?
你就像那些北岛之人生活吗?
Perhaps you think yourself a better Christian than others because you've set for yourself a standard of rules by which you live and by which you think others ought to live.
耶稣,你认为你是一个相当不错的基督徒,原因是因为你的标准,你是自己设的标准,那是很低的标准。
That's legalism. Don't do it.
那就是立法主义者,不要做。
Or perhaps you say, I have complete freedom and liberty in Christ, and therefore I can live how I want to live.
耶稣你认为,
That's equally as wrong. Perhaps if you stand back and look at your life, you're one of those people who are living behind two masks. You wear one mask in front of your friends at work. You wear another mask in front of your friends at church. Or you wear two different masks at church to two different groups of people. Or perhaps you're sitting here this morning. And you're one of the ones that likes to hear the latest gossip. Whether it's at church or work or around the neighborhood. Refuse to listen to it. Nourish yourself to godliness. Live for the future hope of a salvation that is yet to come. Because our faith and our hope is in the living God. Or perhaps you're sitting here this morning. And as you heard me mention that Christ died for all the sins of all mankind. Let me be more specific. You can have forgiveness of sins because Christ died for you if you believe on Him. Have you believed?
你有信耶稣基督吗?
Have you believed in Christ alone for removal of your sins?
你相信唯独基督才能够赦免你的罪吗?
Not in the fact that you're a good person. Not in the fact that you attend church. Not in the fact that you've been baptized. But because the one true living God sent His Son and He died. Let's close in prayer. Father, your word is clear concerning the ministers and the members of the church. And we pray, Father, that you would help us to be people and Christians who live their lives in a manner that is ultimately pleasing to you. We love you, Father. Use your Spirit in us. Convict us of sin. Drive us to our knees in prayer to you. And steer us and guide us both to and through your holy word.
在你神迹的话语上面前进
And we pray these things in your Son's precious name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.